insidious because they tug at our heartstrings.
We must get the Kosovo refugees home safely. Landfills will have to be cleared. Homes destroyed by Serb forces will have to be rebuilt. Homeless people in need of food and medicine.
Of course we want to help other people. These are propaganda messages that say, don't just think of yourself. America can't just be selfish. It makes bombing other people ultimately seem like an act of kindness.
Joined our NATO allies in airstrikes against Serbian forces responsible for the brutality in Kosovo. We are upholding our values, protecting our interests, and advancing the cause of peace.
Belgrade's largest heating plant up in flames.
And even as planes of the multinational forces attack Iraq, I prefer to think of peace, not war.
If my motives are pure, then the fact that I'm killing people may not be too upsetting. As a matter of fact, it may indicate that I'm killing people for good reasons.
America will stand with the allies of freedom to support democratic movements in the Middle East and beyond, with the ultimate goal of ending tyranny in our world.
And so you have kind of the high ground president with the lofty motives being proclaimed. We're told that peace is being sought, alternatives to war are being explored. And that's kind of, you know, the official story.
And I am continuing and I am increasing the search for every possible path to peace.
Whether we're talking about President Johnson, President Nixon, or the president today, you have one chief executive after another in the White House saying how much they love peace and hate war.
We maintain our strength in order to deter and defend against aggression, to preserve freedom and peace. No one.
If you analyze this over the decades, you find out that it repeats itself. Soviet Union is gone. There is no danger any longer from this point of view. But now we have to fight for a new American century.
This is a pure and simple witch hunt. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Headquarters, Planet Conferences, and Conferences again. Planet. frustrated with this one.
Ago, a foreign policy expert on the international level went to advise Donald Trump, and three times he asked about the use of nuclear weapons. Three times he asked, at one point, if we have them, why can't we use them?
You also said, though, that you might support Japan and South Korea developing nuclear weapons of their own. Isn't that completely contradictory?
No, not at all. Look, you have North Korea has nuclear weapons, and he doesn't have a carrier yet, but he's got nuclear weapons. He soon will have. At some point, we have to say, you know what? We're better off if Japan protects itself against this maniac in North Korea. We're better off, frankly, if South Korea is going to start to protect itself. Here's the thing. With Japan,
he wants to go to
we
war
have to let them protect
first.
Themselves.
Diplomacy, second.
Get a hawkish television commentator who the president actually really likes.
Who's a big proponent of the war in Iraq.
Is a hawk.
Who is Mr. Bolton and how will this matter?
I don't want that moment where John Bolton's in the limousine with the president going, yeah, you can nuke him. Get him. Get him, John. Get him. You're a small guy.
Do it. Put your hand on the scanning screen and you'll go down in history with me.
No, I know nothing about them, so I wouldn't be doing that.
You cowardly bastard. You're not the voice of the people. I am the voice of the people.
Donald Trump, 33 years old, and some people think that he wants to buy the World Trade Center, the 110-story Manhattan skyscraper.
Where the messages come out, conflating the...
Listen, why don't you come work for me?
What do you have in mind?
Something you were born to do.
Yet, accepted media messages from people such as Nancy Pelosi and others in Congress that even though they say they oppose the war and want it to end, they refuse to stop paying for it.
President's allies are worried about Monday's raid on the home and office of Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, which you would expect they would be worried, but specifically because of fears that Cohen might have taped his conversations. One of the reporters who broke that story, Washington Post investigative reporter Tom Hamburger, joins me now about Monday's raid on the home and office of Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen.
Taped conversations?
Well, that's the word that we have. A number of veterans of work in Trump Tower, both in the campaign and the Trump organization, recalled that Michael Cohen used to speak sometimes of actually taping conversations, including phone calls, and would occasionally, one person told us, play them back even for a small audience. So yes, this habit of occasionally taping conversations has created some unease in Trump world, both in New York and in Washington.
And you have multiple people in Trump world telling you that this is a concern, front of mind thing? Are they, it's weird for this, but I'll ask it anyway. Are they trying to spin us? Like, what's the angle here that they are making this public?
Well, one of the things that we've learned every day, it seems there's a little bit more we learned about what was in the search warrant that preceded the raid on Michael Cohen's office in New York, hotel room and private residence. And among the things that were seized were computers and phones and so forth. And a couple of the people with whom we spoke said that Cohen used to, when he would occasionally tape conversations with others, he kept them digitally on his computer.
Yeah.
right now. I'm trying to get this money, man. We gotta get this plan. We gotta make this shit happen, right, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't fuck shit up. All right. Goddamn.
After the heist takes place.
Oh, man. All because of cash. Now I'm mashing on the gas. Left a nigga with a gash. This is worse than the last, man. Still chasing rainbows. Now I'm in the eighth position, feeling mad stressed. Stuck up on the mission, wishing I took a different route. Drinking on Guinness stout. Man, the cops is coming up. Go to jail. Fuck that, I gotta be out. Look, I'm chicken out. All I wanna see is my clout. Then I go digging out my honey, celebrate because she out.
And I'm gonna marry Donald Trump.
The death of Mr. Wing removes the last obstacle to developer Daniel Clamp's long-delayed Chinatown project.
For this White House, NBC News breaking the news that the timetable for delivering a report on obstruction of justice may now be sped up. Into presidential interview by the Mueller team. That report will likely include Mueller's findings on now familiar White House flashpoints, the Comey firing, the president's role in responding to news of Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with Russians in Trump Tower, the president's lawyer, John Dowd, floating those pardons for Mike Flynn and Paul Manafort, and Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, being pressured not to recuse himself in the Russia probe. NBC News also reporting, quote, Mueller would then likely send a confidential report to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is overseeing the Russia investigation. Rosenstein could decide whether to make the report public and send its findings to Congress. From there, Congress would then decide whether to begin impeachment proceedings against the president.
If this world were to end, there would only be you, and no one else.
So it's a real incentive for a president to lie, to deceive, to manipulate sufficiently to get the war started. And then they've got a long way to go without any sort of substantive challenge that says, hey, this war has to end.
Then appealing for public support for his peace policy, Mr. Nixon said the enemy cannot defeat or humiliate the United States. Only Americans, he said, can do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Trump.
Wake up, Donna.
I wish I had that voice. Well, welcome.
I can do anything I want, and so can you. We are in great danger.
And look what we have. I love you people. I hear them a lot.
Today. Quote, I have agreed with the historically cooperative, disciplined approach that we have engaged in with Robert Mueller, unlike the Clintons. I have full confidence in Ty Cobb, my special counsel, and have been fully advised throughout each phase of the process. The team of reporters breaking the big news for us today joins us right now at the White House, NBC's Kristen Welker, and from Washington, NBC's Carol Lee and Julia A.
Wave files, as audio files, perhaps, that included these tapes that Michael Cohen would make occasionally of people with whom he was having a conversation.
Too hot.
Tom Hamburger, that is a fascinating, fascinating reporter. Thank you very much for your time this evening. I want to go back and get a reaction to that from Harry and Benita, because the legal implications to me here seem profound. Harry, can you imagine the nuclear care with which the FBI and Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office folks are going through the evidence that they have collected from Michael Cohen?
Right. So first of all, very unlikely to be attorney-client privilege. But the main thing that this does to me is sort of reinforce the whole mob family thing. We're in the second half of Goodfellas here, where everyone is scurrying, everyone's scared of everyone else, and it's coming clear that people have been kind of taking precautions for when the day would come. In terms of that evidence, you know, we don't know, but presumably Cohen would have kept the most vivid, the most incriminating. We have reason to think that that would be very incriminating indeed. And I just want to tell you, as a lawyer and prosecutor, nothing like a tape. Nothing like a tape in the defendant's own voice.
The norms and institutions of independence. I keep thinking about what it's like in that Department of Justice at this moment of peril. I mean, and one of the things you get in the Comey book is this culture clash. I mean, Comey is, whatever his particular politics or ideology are, he's very much a creature of that building. He's very much a creature of the DOJ.
No response yet from the White House, Nicole, but sources familiar with this discussions, this process, tell us that those negotiations between the president's legal team and the team of special counsel Robert Mueller have largely broken down at this point in the wake of that dramatic raid of the president's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Now, we determined, based on these conversations, that the negotiations were actually further along than initially suspected, that they had talking about final sticking points, everything from the scope to the breadth of a potential interview, the timing, how quickly Robert Mueller could write that report and submit it to Rob Rosenstein that you just talked about. Ultimately, the president's legal team didn't want that process to
his own people
drag
with chemical
out
weapons last week. The world has been waiting to see if President Trump would respond with military action. And because this is a decision that could lead to an all-out war, the president announced his decision with all the gravitas it demanded.
President Trump is up and firing off tweets about the situation in Syria.
Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. Nice and new and smart.
It's hard to see how this is anything but the president of the United States declaring war on Twitter.
I feel like we joked about this, and now it's become real. Because when Trump got elected, we were like, he's going to start a war on Twitter. Ha! And then before he got elected, we were like, he's going to become president. Ha! Yeah, it turns out every joke about Trump is just a headline that hasn't happened yet.
Furious George here. Hey, 103.5 WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. And throwing down some fun beats and crazy facts with our little friends here in the studio, DJ Eddie Abbey, here with me, fighting the crypto fascists. And you can also find out about our old shows and how we have fun here at WCOMFM.org or go to furiousg.blogspot.com. But most importantly, keep doing what you're doing. Support Micropowered Fun Radio. I'm furious.
Why does Trump tweet so weird? These missiles are nice and new and smart. It sounds like he's trying to fix them up with the missiles. It's like he's saying to the Russians, look, I know you don't like blind dates, but these missiles, they're really nice, really smart. Just come, no pressure, it's just a launch, come on. And now, a lot of people have pointed out that Trump used to mock President Obama for telegraphing his military decisions in advance. And now he's doing the exact same thing. But I mean, let's be honest. At this point, Trump's hypocrisy is so unsurprising. It's not even fun anymore. Like, you see it coming. It happens and you go, yep. You know, it's like someone handed you one of those novelty cans of nuts with the snake inside, but it was actually labeled novelty can of nuts with snake inside.
We like to think that we're not subjected to propaganda from our own government. Certainly that we're not subjected to propaganda that's trying to drag the country into war. As in the case of setting the stage for the invasion.
I just want to tell you, as a lawyer and prosecutor, nothing like a tape, nothing like a tape in the defendant's own voice to really, really nail somebody.
I mean, of course, there's some precedent here. It was, of course, the infamous White House tapes, the Nixon tapes that right. ended up spelling right. Nixon's doom.
Is a few months, 3 to 4 months, perhaps. But all of that, Nicole, all of that has now come to a standstill. We've seen the president erupt publicly and privately. Obviously, he has been, as we've reported out throughout the week, talking about the possibility of not only getting rid of the special counsel, but also the deputy attorney general who oversees the investigation, Rod Rosenstein. Important to caveat all of this reporting with one thing, one source telling me, look, this is Washington, and anything could happen. So-
Surprise! Now look, we could talk about how Trump isn't even seeking approval from Congress to go to war against Assad, and how Congress also doesn't seem to care anymore, but we don't have time to get into that, because Trump is also thinking about launching another attack right here on American soil.
CNN also learning President Trump and his team have been talking about how to get rid of Mueller for months.
Monday night, President Trump suggested he may fire Special Counsel Mueller, and on Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Mr. Trump believes he has that authority.
We've been advised that the president certainly has the power to make that decision.
Okay, hold up. The White House always says that Trump doesn't plan to fire Robert Mueller. So why are you checking on something that you don't want to do? It's like seeing your coworker Googling how to dissolve my office mate's dead body. Like, he can tell you he's not planning something, but you probably want to move. Because look, we all know that Trump has been slowly working up to firing Mueller for a long, long time. You know, it's like he's been tantric firing him. You know, he's letting it all build up and build up. And then one day he's gonna be like, you're fired! Oh my God, finally.
Here's $130,000. Don't tell anyone about this.
And now, because of Trump's comments and Sarah Sanders, we have to ask ourselves if Trump is also thinking about firing Rod Rosenstein or Jeff Sessions or Gary Busey, just for old time's sake. But we don't really have the time for that, because in the middle of all this news, this crazy story popped up.
Former House Speaker John Boehner is joining the board of advisors for a marijuana company called Acreage Holdings. It is one of the largest multi-state marijuana corporations in the country.
Boehner, a Republican, went on the record 9 years ago saying he was opposed to legalizing pot. But now he says his attitude towards it has changed, like that of many Americans out there.
It's funny how going from Congress, though, to selling drugs is somehow more respectable. You know, like now people are gonna be like, what's Boehner doing since he left Congress? I heard he sells weed now. Oh, that's wonderful. It's nice he's finally helping people. Now, normally, John Boehner pushing Kush would be the day's biggest news about a House Speaker's career plans. But again, today we don't have time for that, because there's also big news from the current Speaker.
Also breaking this morning, House Speaker Paul Ryan will not run for re-election in November. He is the 23rd Republican to announce their retirement.
This year will be my last one as a member of the House. It's been a wild ride, but it's been a journey well worth taking to be able to do my part to strengthen the American idea.
Aww. He sounds like it's his last day at camp. It's been a wild ride. So many fun memories with my friends. Like the time I tried to take away poor children's health care. And swimming by the lake. Best summer ever. Ah.
Yes, Paul Ryan, top-ranking congressman and guy at the gym who eye-bangs himself in the mirror, is stepping down. And then stepping back up and then stepping down. I guess it's legs day. And this is a big deal. It really is a big deal. All right. Even though Paul Ryan looks young enough to play Spider-Man, you've got to remember that he's actually been in Congress since 1999. Yeah, that was so long ago, Britney Spears hadn't even done it again yet.
Didn't want it to extend into several days, for example. That was one of the asks. But these were the things that were being negotiated, Nicole, and they had begun the very, very preliminary preparations of actually talking to the president about how they might prepare him for this potential interview. Nothing had been decided. Again, they were in the final stages of these negotiations. But again, all of that was derailed on Monday after that very dramatic raid of the president's personal attorney, Nicole.
And Carol Lee, bring us inside the consequence of a presidential interview now potentially being off the table in terms of how the Mueller team concludes and presents the obstruction of justice investigation into those specific flashpoints we named, the firing of Jim Comey, the crafting of a statement and an account after news organizations started asking about Don Jr.'s meeting with Russians in Trump Tower, the pressure to placed upon Jeff Sessions not to recuse himself in the Russia probe, as well as a newer revelation, the dangling of pardons in front of Paul Manafort and Mike Flynn.
Well, it essentially, for people that we spoke with, said that it leaves Robert Mueller in this position of, you know, he could just wrap this up without speaking to the president. And that was always a possibility. That
anything else, I want to give a shout out to any FBI agents watching this from Michael Cohen's hotel room. Hi, guys. If you're there, remember, just order the porn, because the porn is on the president. And the porn stars are too. Of course, I'm talking about yesterday's big raid on
Trump attorney and man realizing he left his soul on the bus, Michael Cohen. Now, a lot of people are expecting me to celebrate just because this is devastating to Donald Trump, but we're not going to be dropping a bunch of Michael Cohen confetti tonight because the FBI got all of his papers before he could shred them. But, and however, I'm not allowing myself I'm to feel about this, okay? I'm going to be professional, but it is a huge deal. This exact moment, as I speak, FBI agents are so far up in Trump's business that they're reading his emails with a proctoscope. Investigators snapped up Cohen's computer, personal financial records, even his phone. Now he's going to have to threaten porn stars by telegram. Agents also took all material related to a 2016 payment Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. In this case, the FBI actually does stand for female body inspector.
Select from the sound booth, collect grammar like panhandler on Skid Row. My John Doe will build a vision where Thor can go walking without the devil hawking. Stakes is high like weed smoke, we need folk to shed the truth.
Ain't no lie, I got souls. Role models, teachers, and guardians. Ever all ends with rockings of seven and sins. Raw intercourse and mother nature. She likes to bang to the left. Teach our women and children only the best. Stakes is higher than the highest mountain, most deaf.
This is the 21st century, and yeah, this show quaint. All the patches got battle cry and war paint. I do what some can, cause I is who they ain't. That ain't stroking my sack, it's just a black ink fact. Boy, ain't no keeping me back. Yes, most deaf is the handle. Try to test and get suppressed like a government scandal. Exhibit is exquisite, man, a level degree. Fly high in the sky with the super MC.
Yo, I write lines like I come from New York City. Rolling with committees, making your whole life this shit. Shutting down your tactic. And you best to believe brothers become permanent enemies when they soul is attracted. And ain't no zigging like the one I know. Cause what I know is the zigging must gotta go. Make me feel I need to buy a fofo.
Bloop, bloop, sending them express to help though.
Classic material like Run DMC and Lee's. 4 out of 5, every Jeep owner agrees that it's them damn high stakes that make you pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. Get with your busy drive, y'all.
Stakes is high. You know them stakes is high. We dealing with them.
Doctor, I'ma make those house calls and exercise those. Most of people getting burnt, playing that toast close. Crumble eyes, sky tumbling down, stay humble eyes, saddle up and ride. Beware who you idolize, religious hypocrites who reach my way. Elbow in the face, I mean no lies, system so loud, put one soul in mine.
We went from picking over the pockets directly to jail. Now we think we better ourselves, trying to be calm when you're puffing that.
Hey.
In the middle of the barn, stopping thoughts so you can stretch a minute and yawn. Funeral lawns are drunk from kids pouring out liquor, respecting life. Met up with death a little quicker, and we live the body, rock the party, until the party rocks the body, cause the scuffle broke loose, due to too much juice and gin, running the minds of opposing men.
Hey yo, my men's gonna have to learn when to say when, and when to ask why. You accept the beast theory cause you dwelling in this style. Can't face it man to man, son, I see it in your eye. Conceal it while I try, display it, when you relay it, it's just a lie.
There was a lovely lady who was in sin. I thought I had on Rosa Parks, but her ex came to town and took back her heart. And she left me standing silly in the dark with a mic, caught up in expressions and learning lessons of depression. Sometimes it seems I can't connect with female beings till my little Ayomo wakes me out in her dreams. And her facial gleams are sweet, but soon to switch to bitter. Cause when she reaches 16, she'll be considered a piece of meat, not a treat for the trick, the sex and showers. People kick last days, we in the last hours, minutes and seconds. I reckon it won't be long. To recorded ways of striving will be dead and gone. But this Lord's coming through, despite who try to see me. These brothers are too hard, sisters are too easy.
Revolutionize, keep a complex, so don't offend. 9 times out of 10, men and women pretend. Immobilize, paralyze, fight beside a death with either water type. But everything in life has a price. Love
creative. Like turns, we run the limits for all your earth spittings. Can't write without that excitement. But when you come down, your shit is dumbfound. You ground. Sound weak like Monday and Sunday. We figure one day, we'll play the roles of masterpiece until then cease. And I'm out like Reese.
Doesn't think that's him.
But
he thinks
got
they're
rid
still
of them
there.
They're all. I mean,
there are some career officials.
He interviewed Jeff Berman, the U.S. Attorney.
You know, the guy who's on the records, you should finish. So, yeah, so that's a big number. So things are showing a bit under his feet.
David, let me bring you back in. You know, most of the people that I talk to are fire-breathing conservatives who are galled. Actually, more than galled, they're gutted. They're gutted by what they see Donald Trump doing to the office of the presidency. And many of them, who are former Justice Department, high-level Justice Department officials, are galled that there aren't more voices in the Republican Party standing up and saying, we are a country of laws. Why do you think that's the case?
Look, this is a president to whom truth is inconsequential and corruption is commonplace. And I think the concern among many of us who are watching the Republican Party stand idly by is not over the policy differences, right? That's the contest of ideas that goes back two centuries. We can agree or disagree on the policies of this president. But it is a president who is tearing down not just the integrity of the party, but the integrity of the country on the world stage. And it should be on the shoulders of the Republican leaders on Capitol Hill and throughout the party to stand up to that. But they are staying silent, and they are staying silent because Donald Trump has fully hijacked this party. This is Donald Trump's party. He owns it and he controls it. It was the mastery of what he did in November of 16.
There's been such obscuring of the truth over and over again by this president and by the administration, and it is fundamentally destroying and undermining our democracy and the rule of law. And when I think about the men and women at the FBI and the Justice Department, I mean, frankly, I think they must be fairly appalled, let alone demoralized, but I don't even think you have to be in the Justice Department. You should be a person in this country who cares about having a democracy that works for all of us, having a president who is not above the law, having no one in this country who's above the law. And yet we are at a very dangerous line in getting close to a point where if this happens and if Rosenstein is fired and Mueller is fired, I hope that all of us are going to be beats marching for to protect the founding ideals of this country, quite honestly.
the all-new EPA Megalosaurus. Mega fuel, mega fun, mega America. You'll love Megalosaurus's power because we're in charge, not some California-approved hybrid. The EPA Megalosaurus brings you back to when men were men and skies were solid. A time when the builders and doers of industry were in charge. A time when lobbyist wasn't a dirty word, and you could give your workers a raise from the Safe Drinking Water Fund. So go ahead, poison a river, eat some mercury, and buy the American-made Megalosaurus. Polar bear upholstery sold separately, 3 tons coal per hour highway, 5 tons per hour city. Luxury airfare not included.
With Robert Mueller and actually do an interview. But, you know, we spoke to one person who said that Robert Mueller had essentially, you know, spoken with everybody else that he needed to and reviewed all of the evidence in the obstruction portion of this investigation and was just really waiting on this interview. And so if the interview doesn't happen and isn't going to happen, as it seems increasingly less likely to do, then that means he can move up the timing of this report. And he doesn't have to cut a deal with the president's legal team and say, you know, he'll hold off or do it within a certain amount of time. He can kind of pretty much do what he wants if the interview is off the table.
And let me keep going on this question about what we understand to be happening inside the Mueller investigation, because that's one of the more opaque parts of this. Julie Ainslie, you have some reporting on, and I've heard this myself, that this part could pretty handily be concluded without the presidential interview. If you take a single one of those flashpoints, the firing of Jim Comey, you've got Jim Comey, you've got whoever he briefed contemporaneously, you've got his memo, you've got Andy McCabe, who corroborates his account, as Rachel Maddow's reported this week, Dana Bente's, I mean, there are so many corroborating witnesses.
Thank you. do right now.
I've worked for Facebook for years, but lately, things have been pretty rough.
I struggle to understand the company's behavior every day. The scandals just keep coming.
We're still learning about the impact Facebook had on the 2016 election. It doesn't.
Are we continuing to cause irrevocable damage to civilized discourse? Is Facebook truly the downfall of society?
Sometimes, my mind starts to spiral like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? But then, a catered lunch from a Michelin-starred restaurant shows up, and frankly, I can't imagine working anywhere else.
I'll never forget when the Cambridge Analytica story broke. I was actually working remotely from Bali.
Every data breach weighs on me. Sometimes, I just have to walk away. I'll throw on the latest Oculus, float around in zero gravity, and completely forget about the security of third-party apps for a couple hours. But as soon as I take that sick VR headset off, it's back to defending our opaque privacy policies.
It's been forever since I was actually able to relax during my Friday afternoon deep tissue massage.
Facebook actually covered the cost of freezing my eggs. How generous is that? And when or if I do eventually conceive, I'll have 17 weeks of paid maternity leave. I'm not saying bringing new life into the world warrants giving a global platform to insane conspiracy theorists like Hillary Clinton running a child sex ring, which led a man to drive across the country and fire a semi-automatic rifle inside a pizzeria. But I probably really do want to be a mom one day.
We all know that Facebook played a key role in putting Donald Trump into office.
And we allowed flagrant disinformation to spread quickly and unchecked.
We let private data get into the wrong hands and be used against us.
Oh, I just bought a boat.
We all feel terrible. But at this point, it would be stupid to walk away from a cushy gig with outrageously good benefits.
If the country is in shambles, what can we do besides enjoy the perks while they last?
Are worried that my Department of Homeland Security is compiling a database of journalists, bloggers, and social media influencers. But it only makes sense. See, I'm constantly attacking the press. I call the press, quote, the enemy of the people. And the people need to be protected from any news that makes me look bad. Also, my new head of Homeland Security is Sean Hannity.
The choices you've made and the people you've touched. If this world were to end, there would only be you and him and no one else.
But these guys, just like the Camp David, or where they go play golf with Clinton, was
an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for.
Yeah, well, excuse me, pal, because by writing you guys in black, I'm like, you know.
They're not looking at the other side. They're not looking at the Hillary Clinton.
Sneaking this way. Ninja warriors!
This is a pure and simple witch hunt. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So when you
Texas, where Bob Mueller is conducting this investigation, that it seems at some level, in terms of ascertaining the fact patterns around these flashpoints, Bob Mueller didn't really need an interview with the president.
That's right, Nicole. I mean, as a source was explaining to me when I was asking these same questions, he was trying to put it in terms I could understand as a journalist and said, think about if you're writing a story, you have all of the information you need, but you're waiting on one key interview, and that person just keeps putting you off, and then all of a sudden sort of looks like they're not going to talk to you at all. Well, you would go forward with your story and just say that that person decided not to give their piece of this. And the reason why there were negotiations in the first place were to be able to allow the president to set some of these standards, to be able to say, I want to come in with my lawyers, I want to talk for this amount of time, this is what I'll talk about, this is what I won't talk about. He would lose those things if he ended up being subpoenaed by a grand jury to go before a grand jury. A lot of that is up in the air. There's a lot of legal questions about whether or not you can subpoena a president if a sitting president cannot be indicted. But the idea of this negotiation was actually to give the president more of the ability to be able to call his own shots. And so by throwing all of this up in the air because he's so upset about the Cohen raid, he could actually be doing a disservice to his own.
Too hot. Too close to too much. Yeah.
Then FBI Director Comey's investigations into the Trump campaign's contacts with Russia. What did President Trump say to you and Director Coates in that meeting?
Senator, I'm not going to talk about the conversations the president and I had. I think it's in this setting appropriate for a president to have an opportunity to talk with his senior leaders. I'll do that throughout the day, but I will tell you this. The article's suggestion that he asked me to do anything that was improper is false.
Did he ask you to do anything as it relates to that investigation?
Senator, I don't recall. I don't recall what he asked me that day precisely. But I have to tell you, I'm with the president an awful lot. He has never asked me to do anything that I consider remotely improper.
Potentially being off the table.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal lawyer and VIP customer at Joseph A. Bank. Yesterday, thanks to the FBI, he had a really, really bad day.
Let's start with those dramatic raids on the office and home of President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen.
A referral from special counsel Robert Mueller led to these search warrants targeting Michael Cohen, and investigators found emails, financial documents, and some client communications possibly involving President Trump.
WCOMLPFM, Chavo Carbro. Everybody out there, you are listening to micro-powered, non-commercial public radio. Booming out of downtown Carbro into Chapel Hill and all aroundabouts. I'm Dr. Furious, the Furious George. And we are going to keep rocking out here in the late night as far as we can keep going. you guys are having a safe, good time out there. If you want to support Micah Power Radio, community radio, go to WCOMFM.org and kick in if you can. And if you're already there, while you're there, make sure you check out all the different ways you can become a DJ. That's right. This is community radio, and it's driven by folks like you. So get in here and do it. We've got space. We've also got some other fun stuff to announce. In fact, next week, Dr. Furious is going to be broadcasting live from WXYC. So we're going to try and, like, DJ back and forth and have a DJ Dilla battle between WCOM and WXYC downtown Chapel Hill with all the students. So that should be fun. Listen to that starting around 9 o'clock next week. And what else? Looks like there's some Shakori Hill tickets given away, and studio's having some fun here these days. You can always email the Furious George Show at Gmail and do a number of other ways. Email us, call us up, 919-246-9639, or whatever way you got to do it. Just keep listening. I'm Furious.
Is under investigation for possible bank fraud, campaign finance violations, and other potential crimes connected to the 2016 election.
I'm sorry, but this is just ridiculous. Even Trump's lawyer is being investigated? Like, how corrupt is your circle if your lawyer uses his one phone call to call you? It seems like everyone in Trump's world is corrupt. Like, I bet even when he goes to confession, he's like, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned." And his priest is like, "Yo, you should hear the shit I've been getting into. Just wait until I tell you." I'm just kidding. Trump doesn't know about church. Now, anytime the FBI raids a lawyer's office, it's a really, really big deal. But it's an even bigger deal when that lawyer is Michael Cohen. Because to President Trump, he's more than just a lawyer.
My job is I protect Mr. Trump. That's what it is. If there's an issue that relates to Mr. Trump that is of concern to him, it's of course concern to me. And I will use my legal skills within which to protect Mr. Trump to the best of my ability.
At the Trump Organization, he's done a bit of everything, running a mixed martial arts company, securing real estate branding deals, and even taking care of transportation.
You know, the famous Trump plane, there was an engine issue. That he actually took care of and got a really good deal on.
Yeah. Just what you want in an airplane, a discount engine. You're gonna be crashing like, we're gonna die, but at a greatly reduced rate! So much savings! But yeah, basically, Michael Cohen is Trump's go-to guy for everything. So if Trump has ever done anything shady, which I know sounds ridiculous, but stick with me here, this FBI raid has a good chance of finding it. Which is why yesterday, President Baby got a little cranky.
So I just heard that they broke into the office of one of my personal attorneys, good man, and it's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. It's an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for.
That's right. It's an attack on what we all stand for. You know, the American ideals of life, liberty, and the pursuit of having a lawyer pay off your side chick.